Mark Levin, the thunder on the right. Call in now, 877-381-3811.
She's not only running for president in the Republican primary, she happens to be a friend of mine. Michelle Bachmann, how are you?
I'm doing great, great one. You are my hero and you're America's favorite.
Oh, my goodness. Well, listen,
you
it's
know
always...
It. It's the truth. Admit it. It's the truth.
Well, it is always a pleasure to have you on here. And I want you to know something. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this. I don't really give a damn what your poll numbers are. I think you'd be a hell of a president. Really. I can say that about a couple others, too, but there's no question that you would be a hell of a president of the United States. I just want you to know that. And you know I think that, right?
I know you think it, and I really appreciate it. And I think the reason you do is because we do know me. You know that I've got a core of conviction. I've got a soul, and I have principles. I've stuck by them. And I also get it that this is the last exit ramp to getting our country back on track. We have one chance to get rid of Obamacare, one. And so the next president has to lead that charge to repeal Obamacare, and they've also got to lead the charge to elect 13 more like-minded Republican senators. If we don't do it, we're stuck with this dog forever, and it'll kill this country. So we've got to repeal Obamacare. We've got to repeal Dodd-Frank. We got to get rid of the tax code and have something that's a pro-growth code, and that's what I want to do in the very first month that I'm in office. If we get 13 more Republican senators, we can do it. We'll hold on to the House without a doubt, but I have absolutely no doubt that the American people are hungering to make this happen.
And you know, you're not just talk about this Obamacare and Dodd-Frank and so forth. You fought these things, and you rallied us. And I can remember you calling me on the phone. It was a Thursday night, I think, at 10. Great one. I said, uh-oh. What? We need to have a rally on Tuesday. I said, Tuesday? It was November, so do you remember? And I said, how the hell are we going to get 50,000 people out there?
Why do you think I'd call you? There's nobody else in America that thousands of people would leave their home for to come out and rally for other than Mark Levin. You're it. So you came out, and it was amazing when you came out. You, John Boyd, Jeff Ratzenberger.
Helped.
I mean, you guys were electric.
Well, it was very important. You know, we almost did it. We almost stopped it. You have a great book out. I just want people to know, Core of Conviction, My Story. I learned a lot of things about you in this book. Tell us a couple of things that you don't think the public knows about you in this book, in your background.
Well,
like when you were a little kid. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people don't know. I was born in a middle-class family, but my family went below poverty overnight. And so when I was about 12 years of age, I had to embrace the responsibilities of life and get a job babysitting because my mom couldn't even afford to buy my glasses or my clothes or lunch at school. And it really was a wonderful life lesson that I learned. And I held 3 and 4 jobs. I put myself through college, through law school, through my postdoctorate program in tax law at William & Mary. My husband and I got married. We started a successful company, but we didn't forget the challenges that kids go through. So we took 23 foster children and raised them in our home, and we saw the challenges that they had with education. So we started the first K-12 charter school in the country for at-risk kids. And they're really the reason I got into politics, because I saw how dumbed down, politically correct national standards in education was killing our schools. And so I led a movement in Minnesota, which was kind of an early Tea Party movement. We became the first and only state in the country that threw off these national education standards and put academic standards in place. And that's why I knew when Obamacare came up, when I became a member of Congress, I knew it was possible to fight City Hall. And I thought, why not? And I saw a lot of people give up. And I thought, why would we give up? The American people want us to fight. And so that's when you got the call, Mark, and, you know, we went out there and did everything we could. But now what we need is a president who's willing to push that granite boulder up a hill and finally repeal Obamacare. And the American people are begging for a president to do exactly that.
The book is Core of Conviction, My Story. Now, one of the people that you babysat was Gretchen Carlson of Fox News. Is that right?
It's true. I was her babysitter, and I babysit her off and on, but for an entire summer. There's a picture in the book of me and Gretchen, and I'm teaching her how to swim in the local public pool. So it's a cute book. There's humor in it, and you'll see the picture of a 6-year-old Gretchen Carlson and a 15-year-old Michelle Bachman.
Did you think, what did she become, Miss what?
Miss America. She grew up to become Miss America, and now she's the morning host on Fox and Friends.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She's a doll, just a doll.
Yeah, nice lady. But you really came out of obscurity to run for state office. You know, you were like a citizen activist way back then, a conservative activist, and the first office you held was what?
State senator.
Right. I mean, that's big to go from a citizen to a state senator.
Well, I was an accidental politician. I'd been doing all my work in education reform, and I was actually supposed to go to a wedding the day of the endorsement, but I just threw on some jeans and a sweatshirt and moccasins, and I didn't have any makeup on. I went to the Republican endorsing convention. We had a rhino representing us, and we said, you know, why do we crown this guy king every year? Somebody needs to take this guy out. And so people started pointing fingers and said, why don't I do it? And I looked at them and I said, are you crazy? Take a look at me. I look like a mess. And anyway, they said, look, somebody's got to challenge him. And we were thinking just really for discussion purposes, because he'd never been challenged in like 28 years. And so I said, okay, I'll do it. And I went up on stage. I gave a 5-minute speech on freedom. I sat down. The senator gave a 5-minute speech. They said, would somebody from the Bachman campaign go to the counting room? There was no Bachman campaign. So I said, ask the lady sitting next to me if she goes. She did, and she came back, and she said, you just won in a supermajority on the first ballot, and that was it.
That's amazing, really. You know, so you were kind of a citizen legislator. You were in Congress, what, 6 years? How long have you been in Congress?
Four and a half.
Okay, so 100% longer than Obama was a senator, more than 100%.
Yeah.
And you know what annoys me? I'm going to tell you. You're busy. You're out there campaigning. You do an interview. You talk about the embassy in Iran, and they're like, well, there is no embassy in Iran. Doesn't this annoy you? I mean, I could play clip after clip after clip for 45 minutes here with Obama with both feet in his mouth, 57 states and on and on and on. And yet, for 2 days, I've been hearing, well, Michelle Bachman talked about the U.S. embassy in Iran. Obviously, it was a slip of the tongue. Everybody knows that.
No, you know what? It's worse than that. For 2 days, I was talking about this issue with the British Embassy. I sit on the Intelligence Committee. 3 different times in front of this NBC reporter, I talked about the British Embassy, and I talked about how if I was the United States president, there would never be a U.S. embassy. And I said, there isn't one now, nor would there ever be, because they're a state sponsor of terror. This NBC reporter heard me say that 3 times. So he had something on the track the 4th time. He sent it up the flagpole at NBC. And so they put out a story that I didn't know what I was talking about. We took this reporter to task. We said, you know darn good and well you're telling a lie. They would not retract it. And so that's what they did. Of course I know there's no embassy.
I saw it repeated on Fox.
Well, that's Fox's problem. They should have figured this out. And we put a statement out that said that was absolutely false, that I didn't say it. And, but, you know, these people, they love to repeat these bad stories. Of course I knew that. I never made that mistake. And that's what ticks me off. NBC is
Let me ask you a question. How many states are there?
50 states.
All right, there. You know more than Obama knows. There you go, right there.
That's right.
Did this Jimmy Fallon? I hate the brand. Did he ever call you and personally apologize to you?
No, he did. I don't think he knew about this music thing. This is a band. And my whole point on that is, look, if Obama had come out to the stage and they played that music, the president of NBC News would have called to her and begged for forgiveness, and they would have fired the band. And I wasn't asking them to fire the band, but I never even heard from the president of NBC. I'm a serious candidate for the Republican nomination. You don't do that to any woman. It has anything like that demeaning. But for a presidential candidate to play that, and they just blew it off, was ridiculous. But Jimmy Fallon did call. He felt terrible. He asked me to come back on the show. I said, of course I will. I mean, it's nothing against him. But this is NBC's thing, and I'm just telling you, They are the shill station for President Obama.
Oh, yes. By the way, my buddy Eric Bowling emailed me. He said, tell Michelle Bachmann I said hello. So I have to do that because he emailed me. I don't know if he meant it on the air, but I'm going to expose him regardless. Let's see. So where are you campaigning now? Iowa, I'm guessing.
I was in Iowa, but I just arrived in Florida, and so I'm here doing some fundraising and some other work, and then I'll be back again to Iowa.
And you are trying to build, and maybe are, a strong grassroots operation in Iowa and some of these other places. That's your focus, right?
Oh, yeah, we absolutely are. And we've got a strong grassroots organization that's actually phoning for us from the Internet. And so if people want to volunteer in my campaign, they just go to michellebachmann.com. They can make calls from home. We have people every night, hundreds of people, making phone calls because the very first election will be January 3rd in Iowa. That's huge. And so we need volunteer help. We need donation help. So people can go to michellebachmann.com. We'd love to have donations and volunteers. I'm very serious about this. We've got a really good chance in Iowa. We've already identified more supporters in Iowa than Mike Huckabee had when he won. So we can win this thing in Iowa. We just need to make sure we get everybody out to the polls. We need people's help. But then that'll be the cannon shot that takes us to win South Carolina. And then from there, if we win Iowa and South Carolina, we're going to win Florida.
So it's michellebachmann.com. Mr. Producer, let's get that up on the website and my social sites. All right. And the book is Core of Conviction, My Story. You can go to Amazon.com. You can go to my website. You can go to my social sites. There it is. It's a very good book. And be safe and God bless you, my friend.
God bless you. We all love you, Mark, and we just thank God for you.
Wow, you're very kind, and you take care.
I will. God bless you. Bye-bye.
All right, you too.